Brother Steve, he preached from chapter 20 in Jeremiah. Is that right? Did you pretty well finish the whole chapter? Or?
We did the whole chapter. We started actually the last two verses.
What is the line?
Really,
not denying Christ,
we're
trying to
begin
to
preach
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And denying Christ is the same.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you kind of told me. I'm a little hot there. Yeah. And so just... I did a little more study about that word Tophet. I don't know if you guys got into that. I don't want to overlap much, but just thinking about how there was a time in Israel in verse or chapter 19.
So it could be that if we
and
don't,
it talks about that valley of Tophet.
I think it's the,
and yeah, the valley of the son of,
so here's the deal.
Or the son of Hinnom, valley
every
of
other time.
So we talked a little bit about that when we were in that before.
And the king
you kind of looked
in
19:6. I did a little more study on that word, and Tophet is like the
God
word
relented the disaster.
And so it's kind of interesting.
At least for a time.
Sad, interesting.
Josiah,
that,
he became
that's the place
king,
where they were doing their child sacrifices.
Remember, he went and tore down the high places?
And while
that
they
doesn't
did
mean
those
he forced everybody to be a believer.
They would have loud drums.
You can't force people to be believers.
Because it was
but
so
blood-curdling,
the sound of these babies
the right
as they
morals,
were being sacrificed.
The right moral law.
And so I don't say
if
that
it's the only
just
law
to be
God,
gory.
And we
I say that to hear
to
say that God hears
even
the cries of every one of those innocent ones.
Really giving them over to
and,
destruction.
And you know, if you think about how many thousands
over to destruction,
babies
that
they killed,
everybody
how
else
much more are we
well
responsible for the 60
so here's
million
the thing.
Plus that
one
we
person's morals
are
might say
that
that
today. Unborn
that's
child
just
in the United
really
States of America,
a person.
But the United States has been so responsible for it.
They're
so
wrong.
The reason why I'm drawing that direct parallel,
I'll just
is
be bold enough to just say
God
it. They're judged
dead
wrong.
His very own people
and
Israel.
And I think we need to be bold enough
and
to say
I would dare
we
say
need to
institute and enforce Christian values
and the
and
only
law
now if you notice throughout Jeremiah and other laws
I don't say
you
this
know,
in
we
a
say you can't
way,
legislate morality
Jeremiah,
here's
he's
the deal.
Telling
if you
them,
make
you
a law
repent.
You need
are
to repent.
Legislating
you need to
repent. Amorality
and what happened was
it's someone's
Jeremiah
morality.
Was like
and
a lone person
Christian
speaking.
Morality
so
then it's another
20,
type of morality
Steve
and
taught
where does
that
all come
you heard
from?
Of a guy named Pasher right
it's
so this was a guy from the temple that was one of the leaders
James says so
an important gentleman
so brothers and sisters
and
I think
his name
really
made a
meaning,
mistake in about the past 20 to 40
of
years.
Like having protection or deliverance or something
law.
Like that, which is the exact opposite.
And so I'm among a lot of different people.
I don't just
and
hang
if,
out
if,
with believers.
You know, what do you think would have happened in Jeremiah's time?
I get around people in different
just
public
the religious
areas and stuff.
Would have gotten on board.
I do try to talk to people.
And truly
it's a buzz phrase
that
you
the true
can't
word of God
legislate morality.
I think
in fact, when I was a kid
Bible
in school, it's kind of interesting.
And I'm not
I
saying that God would have then
do you know
never judged Israel, but what we do see
can you
that God
legislate
does, is like in the time of Jonah.
Now, isn't it
he
interesting
did hold
how
God off the judgment.
You know, that was in high school. That was a long
years.
Time ago, Matt.
What can happen in 100 years?
Whenever
generation?
I was in high school, that was
wow.
a long time ago.
A lot
and now here I am so many years
gospel.
Later
a lot
as a
of
pastor,
come to know
and
the
I have
Lord
a lot of
the
preaching of the Word of God.
You see, I can't force
and,
people
and
to be
so
Christians,
sometimes we like
we
to think, well, we
want to
see people just get it, and then we can go on with
morals.
Life and never have to think about this anymore. But
I think
a revival is something that needs
God's
to be
in God's morals.
Like continually
would you not agree?
Like,
and everyone
like,
will be blessed.
Now, I guess some may complain,
have cycles in times of
complainers die,
new revival. Within a people.
It was only those
and
who believed God.
So we have to continue to stir that up
yes.
on a continual basis. And here's the thing. If the church don't do it, who's going to do it? Now you see that as you guys went through chapter 20 in Jeremiah as well, man, you got into some really depressing verses there about how Jeremiah was feeling. I mean, he couldn't even get any support from the people in the temple. How in the world? In fact, they were trying to get him. They were trying to put him down, and he just got to the point he was like, man, woe the day that I even came forth. You know, I mean, how terrible must it have been for him? But let me ask you something about Jeremiah. Even though he went through that terrible depression, I would call that deep depression, wouldn't you? And to the point that the man was despairing of even, like, drawing his next breath, wishing he had never even been born. What a horrible situation he was in. But what was the outcome in the continuation of his life? Jeremiah was faithful. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. We're going to go through rough times. Times are going to get rough for us sometimes. It's not all going to be a bed of roses. But the call to us is the same as it was to Jeremiah and to the others who didn't respond, but Jeremiah did respond. It's to be faithful. And you're not just going to, you're not going to be just expected to be faithful when it feels good. We really got to be willing to be faithful. And we see the effect of not enforcing
that. And the reason why I say that is because, did you know,
not everybody in the United States is on board with having a spiritual revival.
Because of what they're doing.
There's some people that think that that would be a bad thing.
And God said, if you don't,
and if it comes, there's going to be people thinking it's a bad thing. And I believe in places it's already coming.
And that's what's stirring up.
Well, putting
people who are being led by the enemy.
Just like Pastor.
Who was Pastor?
He's this guy in the temple.
Because we're being told.
He should have been all for hearing truly the truthful word of God.
He didn't want to hear it.
But we're being told.
He wanted to hear a dream instead.
He wanted to hear a reality that he would rather be.
Guys, Jerusalem had a wall.
He wanted to make his own reality. He wanted to have his own truth. And they weren't even satisfied to have his own truth, and Jeremiah had his own truth. They just wanted to get rid of Jeremiah.
Here's the thing.
Jeremiah was a problem to them because he just kept
speaking the truth, and it wasn't what they wanted to hear.
To have a wall.
So we're going to go ahead and jump on into chapter 21 here. So
whose morals are going to get him?
Jeremiah is going through this time of total depression.
Morals.
But let me ask you something. Where did he take his words when he was in that time of depression?
He took him to God as a prayer.
He went to God.
He didn't hide from God during this time.
He went directly to God. And then we find chapter 21, verse 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent to him.
He said it was immoral for him to have money when other people were in need.
Melchiah and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, saying, please inquire of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, makes war against us.
They will answer to God for what they do.
Well, duh.
That's what he's been saying all along.
To say they can't.
He's been trying to warn them.
Or let's take it from them.
And so now that it's actually beginning to happen.
There are some who are using their own morality. Ask him some questions.
Saying that Jesus was a socialist.
And he says, perhaps the Lord will deal with us according to all his wonderful works, that the king may go away from us.
Nancy Pelosi has a wall around
her
house.
Do you remember any other times
in Judah's history is
whenever
these are the
great kings
and
great empires that had just absolutely demolished whole cities, countries, and everything came up to Jerusalem? Can you remember a time when that may have happened?
As I saw the other day,
that God actually relented and saved them from their enemies? How about during King Hezekiah's time?
And it was along the lines of...
You remember when King Hezekiah got down on his face before the Lord
and had a
immigrants
true
from coming in with the wall, but you're standing
repentance
on
time,
babies,
dead babies,
a worship time, and sought the Lord's face, and God sent the
really
Assyrians
think
away.
That we need to be a little
they,
more concerned.
They did not
the
come into that city.
We've exterminated.
I think that in some small way, of course,
the
they knew their own history
the
to some degree. I'm sure they were kind
moral
of hoping that that might be
and
the
so
case.
And so what I'm
again,
saying
this
is, until we are willing,
but
to
you
allow
see,
God's
we don't see that the king has a heart of repentance right now
as a country.
He's just wanting to have a heart of escape.
Because he
okay,
sees
so now how does this come
Nebuchadnezzar
about?
It comes about
whenever the church
I'm gonna
really
tell you, Nebuchadnezzar was not a kind of man.
What the word
he,
says.
He was,
now,
see,
that's
he
a
was
whole
the
other
kind
problem.
Of guy that went in and crushed.
The church that we
he
see across the United States
as
the
a whole,
and
totally
not just our little church here.
And
but
would
take anybody surviving off into exile.
How many of them are
so, man, they see this guy coming. They're finally scared.
Word.
They're starting to
there's
get scared at this point.
And I'm always encouraged whenever
and
I
so in verse 3, then Jeremiah said to them, thus
large,
you shall say to Zedekiah.
Percentage-wise.
Now, what do you think Zedekiah is wanting to hear at this point?
That's the main statistic we need to see change first. And then
we will.
They're wanting to hear that everything's going to be okay. You know, whatever will be, but hey,
right,
don't worry about it because everything's going to be okay.
And we'll be living.
That's what they're wanting to hear
as well.
Okay?
Guys, God's
now, if you were Jeremiah and everybody was hating you by this point because you're the always
be
seem to be the bearer of bad news.
They're good because
now,
he's
now
good.
Now, tell me
he's
the truth.
Perfect.
Wouldn't you be just
and
a little bit tempted to
just go ahead and give
my
opinion and commentary?
You know what I'm saying? Because now they've done just, you know, said, we're going
to
get you back. We're going
to,
they've even threatened to kill him and
godly
everything else. I mean, things are not
for
good
for
Jeremiah. He's like one man
so,
standing alone.
In fact,
alone.
It's not only right.
Okay, I think it's compassion.
Well, of course, he's never alone.
His love is with God.
But let's say,
right
let's see what he
do.
Has to say. Thus,
if,
you shall
if
say to
had,
Zedekiah,
if they
thus
had
says
this
the Lord
time,
God of Israel,
I don't think God would have been
behold,
saying, my face is
I will turn back the weapons
you.
Of war
that are in
so
your
what
hands.
So what do you do when you find
with
out
which
you
fight against
God.
The king of Babylon and the Chaldeans who besiege
you
outside the walls?
And, do what
and I will assemble them in the midst of this city.
And so they're given a
I
choice
myself
here.
Will fight against you
verse
with
11,
an outstretched arm and with a strong arm,
even
in anger
Jesus,
and
say,
fury and
the
great
Lord, house
wrath.
Of David.
Thus says the Lord.
What
execute
do you do when
judgment
you find
in the morning
that you're
and deliver him
God
who
folks.
Is plundered. Out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go forth like fire and burn, so that
choice
no
to be
one
made
can
there.
Quench it.
You see,
because of
he's
the
not
evil
saying
of
the king of Babylon
evil.
Is so strong that he's going to overcome you. He's saying, literally, I'm going
to
take the weapons out of your very own hands,
he's
and I'm going to make
a
pile out of them.
Behold,
in the
I am
city.
Against you.
You're not even going to be able to defend yourself because of my anger,
Lord,
because of
say,
my wrath.
Who shall come down
now,
against us?
If God were to say that to
us
today,
but
what do you think the proper response
this is God
would be?
Speaking. Will punish you according to the fruit
humble ourselves
of your doings,
before the living God,
says the Lord.
Say, God, how
I will
have
kindle a fire
you?
In its
and
forest, and it shall deliver
to
all
repent?
Things around it.
God spelled it out for him. He's not happy
so
about what's happening.
We get to
in
see
battle.
Their story in retrospect.
He's not
how did
okay
they respond to
that?
This? Well, we're going to read
and
on in the days
not
to come.
A repentance
we're going to see specifically how they
sinned in judgment. Now
we know
the
basic outcome of it. And
it
is,
repent,
guys.
It is exactly what Jeremiah was telling them.
In
before.
Fact, rather than listen,
so who do they send for? This they're remembered
the
at this point.
Scroll Zedekiah
sent
up there to
them.
They just cut
it
up into pieces.
Wasn't true.
He said, I don't even want to
but
hear
now,
this stuff.
We see him coming. Now send down there and ask him.
You know
again,
what?
Get the God word of the Lord for us here. What's the Lord
he didn't
say?
Destroy every last person.
The Lord says.
I
like
myself,
in the
verse
five, flooded the world.
Will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in
start
anger
over
and fury and great
that's what
wrath.
He's going to do here as well.
I will strike the inhabitants
I'm ask
of the city,
for the United States,
both man and beast.
Is he have to do
they
it
shall
again?
Die of great pestilence.
It really
and
remains
afterwards,
to be
says
seen.
The Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of
we
Judah, his servants,
story.
And the people,
the United States
and such as are left in this city, from the pestilence and the sword and the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar,
really
king of Babylon,
a lot of the
into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand
so
of those
who
seek
now
their life. And he shall
is
strike them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare them, and have pity on or mercy. Now you shall say to this people, thus says the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He who remains in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes out and defects to the Chaldeans who besiege you, he shall live. And his life shall be as a prize to him. For I have set my face against this city for adversity and not for good, says the Lord. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. Well, that is a very upsetting message that Jeremiah is sending back to the king. He's saying that the only ones that are going to truly survive are going to be
and
the
so
ones
I would
who
say they definitely
believe
the word of the Lord here.
They submit.
They
surrender.
Besieging army.
They survive.
Anyone
they
else that stays
influence,
is either going
to
die
of
pestilence,
teach
sword,
for many generations to
or
come.
Plague.
And you know, even though he
how
knew
would you
he
like
wasn't
to
totally
to be
responsible for the sins of the people, if
you, do
you
think
remember
he'd be
his
popular?
Prayer in the latter parts of Daniel, he actually
but
took responsibility
is it the truth?
In prayer.
You see, we
the
have the benefit
of
being able
God
to look
in
hindsight
us,
and
Lord,
see that it was 100%
help us to start over
true.
Again. You know, that's the basic gist of the prayer that he gives. I want us to notice one more thing here
I
before
think
we
have a
close
truth
down.
To share today. Don't
verse
y'all
13,
think?
We're going to back up just a little bit. Behold, I am against you, O inhabitant.
It isn't
of
just about an army
why
coming
do you think
against
he uses
us.
It's
that?
About a real.
I think
you go back
two
chapters
in time,
and
for
it has
every
to do with what's
on
happening
earth.
In that valley.
We're all going to stand before a living God someday.
That king was not stopping
and
what
the truth
was going
of the
on
is
in that
it's
valley.
Heaven or hell.
And it all
he was not
on
stopping the slaughter
Jesus.
Of their innocents.
It's been brought up more than once. We're only in chapter 21 here.
Make believe faith
in the
Jesus
book of Jeremiah.
And expect that to be
I'm here to say
anything that's
going to
fool
him
or trick
him. Imperative and huge.
If he calls our hearts, we better respond
and
to
that amen.
We need to respond and repent.
Destroy the innocent people.
And so we share that universal
can't
call
be
that goes
anymore.
Out.
That's where how we break
are serious about it.
I
and
really
each
believe
person,
right down to the very
quickening
of
our heart
that God
we need to respond. They're responsible.
Has had it. for how they respond. He is not going to put.
And
up
so, as we look at this, and so to take really a soft stance on this, or to think that we ought to just
we
keep
to
our
surrender
mouth
to God,
shut,
or we're
going to
die.
Decision.
We're going
to
be
I
destroyed.
I think that we have
forever.
A short period of
now,
time.
Now, surrendering to God, is that going to affect how we live too?
To pray and be honest.
It better.
It's not.
So let me
okay.
ask you something. If we're surrendering
and,
to God,
you know, there's always that concern
to kill
that worry,
you know,
and
how you go about that honesty. Because if you call it murder and you find a woman who has had an abortion.
Absolutely.
You know,
so in that respect, you know, really,
I think it needs to be said with the utmost compassion
life
and also
sinful.
The reassurance that they can be forgiven in Christ the same as every other sinner. But guys, the right word for what's happening is murder. And we cannot sidestep it, sugarcoat it, or walk around it. We need to make sure that the truth is known. Because it's a compassionate thing to do, because if it's seen for what it is, not only will we see laws hopefully change, we can see hearts hopefully change, it might prevent some woman from having her first abortion. If she hears it's murder, and then, of course, we have a crisis pregnancy center that we love and adore and help fund and help, you know, them, and we have another one over in Park Hills, and we've got those planted, and we need to continue to support them, because I'll tell you what, when those ladies see the ultrasound, well over 80% of them choose to have the baby. It's a no-brainer at that point for them, because it's a baby, and it's their baby. And so we really need to be about the solutions. We really need to be about the solutions. And so whatever way we can help our pregnancy resource center down here be able to do those ultrasounds on a regular basis, we need to do whatever we can to try to help that happen. We need to be praying about that. As far as I can understand, they've got the ultrasound machine, right? They need people to run it. And they have to be registered nurses under the law. So we need to pray that God would supply those. Amen? And we need to pray that women will go to them. And that they will find the love of Jesus Christ in them. Now, I'm not talking about standing out on the street screaming, you know, God hates murderers. That's not what I'm talking about by saying that it's murder. It's just that we need to know that that is a person. And if we willingly kill that person, knowing that it is a person, we are murdering a person. It's not a small thing, and it's no less important for a person that small than it is for a person that's this big. Okay, it's just as important to God. And if we don't institute that Christian moral, I believe God's going to have to do something with us. Okay? And so we see that he did here, and he's even reminding them of the valley right there in chapter 21. I think we got to know God's not okay with it today. And so let's pray that we would see an end to this mess. Amen? I'm praying I live long enough to see it. But I think we need to be definitely very committed to this as a large, very large item that needs to be taken care of in our country. Does anybody have any thoughts on it? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. But some people still continue to, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. The gospel should never be omitted from any of this. And that's what I like about the pregnancy resource centers. They're very gospel-centered, you know. And I hope that all of you will point as many young mothers and young families to that resource center as possible, because it's not just about keeping people from having an abortion. It's about helping them parent from a godly perspective as well. And so they'll take in anybody who comes to them and is willing to do the classes and willing to go through their different trainings, because it helps people be better parents and have more godly design for families going on there. And so Yep, always coupled with the gospel, and that's the reason why the pro-life movement really is a Christian movement. And that's what I say about the rally that they have at any of the ones I've ever been to, or just large worship services, honestly. But please do know that it matters. It matters a great deal. We don't want to hear the warning cry and do what Zedekiah did. He just turned away. And he said, boy, I'm pretty sure that ain't true. Would God really let Jerusalem be destroyed? Is the very place of his own temple? Absolutely. When he spoke of this burning down in Jerusalem, he spoke of his very own temple as well. Got burned down by fire, destroyed. All the stuff was carried off. And yes, he did care. It was a big deal to him. It hurt him deeply. Let's pray.